Good afternoon and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Cynthia Hines, and today I'll be speaking with musician Amy Helm. Amy and her band, The Handsome Strangers, will be kicking off the Pickin' in the Park free concert series in Paonia's Town Park next Thursday, April 1st. Amy is the daughter of music legend LaVon Helm and singer-songwriter Libby Titus Fagan. Amy co-produced Grammy Award-winning Dirt Farmer with her father and is prominently featured on the LaVon Helm Band's Grammy Award-winning albums Electric Dirt and Ramble at the Ryman. She's a founding member of Ola Bell and continues to tour with Ola Bell, the Midnight Ramble Band, Dirt Farmer Band, and her own band, Amy Helm and the Handsome Strangers. Her first solo album will be released later this year. Working alongside her father, Amy and LaVon created the Midnight Rambles in 2004, a series of intimate musical performances held at LaVon's barn and studio in Woodstock, New York. Happily, Amy has continued the Midnight Rambles since LaVon's death in 2012, perpetuating musical collaborations of the highest order. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Oh, well, thank you for talking with me. We're excited to come out to Colorado. We're so psyched about this trip.
Right now, you're in New York. Is that right?
I am in New York on my way to a gig right now, actually, with Daniel Littleton. We'll be playing guitar on the tour in Colorado, and he also has tons of family out there. So he's psyched for this, too. It'll be a little bit of a family reunion in some spots.
And you've got quite a few dates here in Colorado. You're performing at Telluride, Paonia, Crested Butte, Vail, Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Well, we're really looking forward to having you here in Paonia. And
Thank you.
It looks like you're spending the whole summer touring. Is that right?
I'm starting in Montana. I've got local dates this week, and then I head west. On Saturday after my gig, I'm actually driving out to Montana with my two little boys and my friend and her little boy and a whole crew of people. And then we're heading from a festival in Montana in White Sulphur Springs down to Telluride to our first show there. So we're doing a little mini road trip out west.
Have you toured in Colorado before?
The amazing opportunity to play at Red Rocks a couple of times. Once was with my father.
Mm-hmm.
We opened for John Prine there, actually,
with
my dad's band, which was an incredible show. So I got to play Red Rocks with my dad. I guess it was like around 2010 or 2011 we were there. And then I also played Red Rocks on a really incredible tour in 2004 with a tour called Down from the Mountain, the Great High Mountain Tour, which was with a band called Ola Bell, which I have sang with for a long time. We were on that tour with Alison Krauss and Nashville Bluegrass Band and The Whites and just a whole bunch of incredible folks, Ralph Stanley.
Oh, my God, that does sound incredible.
Yeah, I got to do two really amazing gigs, but you know, I've never actually gotten to play more than just the Red Rocks date and never gotten to explore the state and really get a feel for, you know, for the people and the towns. And I'm very excited about it. We're thrilled.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here. The western slope of Colorado is kind of a whole different animal, although, you know, Red Rocks is certainly a premier concert location and venue, but it's the western slope is a little more laid back. It's a little smaller, but it's very spectacular. And Telluride has got to be one of the most beautiful places in the world. So enjoy your time there too.
Yes, definitely. We're really excited. We're from Woodstock, so I think the pace will feel somewhat familiar to us with that. So
I think we're
looking forward to it. Yeah.
So you're playing with the Handsome Strangers. What can you tell us about what you guys are doing? What kind of music will we hear? What kind of instruments?
Well, we have, it'll be two guitars and bass and drums and some fantastic players. I'm so happy to be having musicians of this caliber and this level of playing with me and just lifting it up to another place. These guys are really, really fantastic, and we're doing a whole bunch of different stuff, some rock and roll and some blues and gospel and just a hodgepodge of American music, I guess.
That sounds like my favorite kind of stuff on the planet.
Cool.
And you're working on your first solo CD, is that right?
I am, yep. I finished my first solo record, which should be coming out, I'm hoping, in the late fall. And we'll be playing some stuff from that album as well.
And did you record that at the barn?
I did. I recorded it off and on at the barn for about 3 years. I would go on the road and save up some money and come home and do a couple days in the studio. So it's been a long process, that record. And then I just, you know, after my father passed, I felt it was time to put it out. So I'm going to be putting it out in the late fall, early winter, and he plays on a few tracks, which is really great.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Have him on drums on some of it, and I'm happy about the record. Byron Isaacs, who will be playing with me as well, he produced it and co-wrote a lot of the material with me, and it's gonna be fun.
Let's take a listen to one of the songs from Amy Helm's upcoming CD, Roll the Stone.
Mr. J.D. Riley, what will you do? Read your letter through and through, and it don't say much what you got in mind. How long till you'll be mine? A memory, keen blue eyes burned a hole in me. You've left me here a little too long. So long, so long, now you're gone.
Are you still playing with Ola Bell, and do you guys still do gigs?
We do. You know, everybody is really busy and has babies and families and does a lot of other music. Everybody plays with a lot of other bands, but we do play together sometimes, and when we do, it's always a beautiful thing.
Especially your first album was a really magical piece of work, I thought. I love
Thank
all four
you.
Of them,
yeah.
But that came together post 9/11. Is that right?
Yeah, Yep, that band was really a jam session at a bar that turned into a record, and then the record turned, it kind of forced us to become a band. So it was an unusual beginning for us. But I agree, that first record was a very raw kind of very organic thing that came about.
Very soulful.
Thank you.
And it was that the Sunday School for Sinners?
Yeah, that's what they called the Sunday night jam that we were doing at this bar. We had a little flag that hung down over the jukebox that said that. That was kind of the title for it. The bartender Roger.
We can relate to that here. We refer to the Church of KVNF, which is the community radio station, which is sponsoring the Picking in the Park, and this interview will air on that radio station.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience because it's all volunteer DJs, and we choose all of our own music, so it's very rich and eclectic, and we have great fun with it. And Ola Bell's been a big hit here.
That's great. Hopefully we'll get out there with that band at some point, too.
I have this long-running fantasy. There's a music festival in Telluride called Blues and Brews, and it's in September. It's fantastic. And, of course, on Sunday they always do a gospel set. And I have this long-running fantasy that Ola Bell will one day play the gospel set at that music festival.
It would be nice. Well, throw it out there. I'll tell the guys. I'm sure everybody would like to do it. It's it's hard with everybody has kids now, and that changes the scope. But you never know. A trip to Colorado could be great for everybody.
You mentioned that you have two sons.
I do.
And are they musical?
They're musical all the time. They are 5 and 1.5, and they they're constantly making noise, and some of it's musical. But they're noisemakers for sure.
And you're a percussionist and mandolin player, like your dad, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to claim to be like my father or any other mandolin players or drummers that I've worked with. But I do a little bit on those instruments. I get around on them, and I play a little piano as well.
Oh, nice. So any indication that your sons might be picking any of that up?
Well, they sure seem to, anything they can pick up and bash either on each other's heads or bodies or any piece of furniture nearby is a good indication. I might have two little rockers on my hands. Let's see. We'll see.
The long-standing family tradition.
Yeah, listen, I'd love it. But whatever, I think every musician has secretly, hopes their kid plays, if only just for the joy of it, even if they don't do it professionally. But, if they're accountants, great. We need that, too. We need all we can get.
Was that true with you and your father?
My father did not push me into anything, but when he saw that singing is what I love to do and what was natural for me to do, he did eventually very much push me to pursue it and stop trying my hand at other things. And he became pretty adamant about kind of throwing me in the deep end and making me get on the road and get through being green and get some years under my belt and get some gigs under my belt. I think that was very important to him. I think, like most parents, you see what's coming about in your child maybe more clearly than they do as it's kind of growing in them, and you encourage it, and he did that.
Which was true with his own life, is that right? Because he and his sister started as a teenage group.
Yeah, that's right. Not even teenage. He was, I think, 9 or 8, 9, 10, in that age range when he started playing dances and playing country fairs and playing for the 4-H club.
And he spent some time with Sonny Boy Williamson, as I recall.
Well, Sonny Boy was from Helena, Arkansas, which is where my father was raised too, and he the King Biscuit Blues Hour was a radio show that they did, that Sonny Boy did, and so he would watch that as much as he could and watch those guys play and absorb that.
So do you feel connected to those kinds of musical roots?
I think I feel as connected to those the forefathers of all the blues and country that inform all of us. I think, like every musician, I respect them as my heroes, and I think, like any musician, I feel a connection to the power of that music, as it, you know, these are our iconic forefathers and teachers. So I don't claim any extra connection because of my dad's affiliation with it. I mean, I'm fascinated by the idea of him, you know, leaning through an open window watching Sonny Boy Williamson. I mean, that's just unreal to me. And I'm sure I would share that feeling with thousands of other musicians who just think about that. Like, it's just unbelievable to imagine that.
You know, my husband and I do a blues show called Blues and Other Colors here on KVNF. And we're losing lots and lots and lots of those original, iconic blues figures. But it's right now, it's so exciting to me because people like yourself and Tedeschi Trucks and all kinds of folks seem to me to be perpetuating the spirit of that. And, you know, it's it's contemporary music. It's your own, but it has that seed of it. And there's so much great new music that I'm thrilled about that. And I'm thrilled that you're carrying on your dad's legacy and taking your sons with you. And I'm just really happy that that's happening for you.
Thanks, Cynthia. Yeah, we're trying. You know, I agree with you. I think, you know, Susan and Derek there's a handful of incredible people that are really keeping those traditions alive. And you got to come hear Daniel Littleton play guitar. He's keeping it. He's shaking his head no, but this guy, he's one of those players who's, you know, an incredible badass and also an encyclopedia of musical history. So he's a good resource to dig into other songs and put on a Sonny Boy CD and take that in for 2 hours on the way to a gig. And he keeps us all in the right frame of mind and state of listening, which you have to stay in.
That sounds like a fantastic combination. Let's play another song from Amy's upcoming CD. Let's hear Skies Falling.
I lay down on your pillow. I lay down my weary head. Lately, I learned to worry, how to worry. As I watch you learning how to forget, see the sun.
people are really excited to see you in Paonia Town Park. It's a free concert, too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're thrilled to come, I can tell you.
Well, there'll be lots of little kids there, so your sons will have someone to play with.
Oh, good.
And it's in a lovely, shady venue, and I know it'll prove to be a wonderful evening.
Great. Cynthia, well, thank you for having us come. I'm really excited.
We are too, and safe travels, and we'll look forward to seeing you on August 1st. That was Amy Helm, who will be kicking off the Pickin' in the Park free concert series next Thursday, August 1st. The opening act, Front Country, starts at 6 p.m., and Amy Helm and the Handsome Strangers will start at 7 p.m. If you can't make it to Paonia Town Park, tune in to KVNF at 7 p.m. for a live broadcast of the main show. This is Cynthia Hines, and thank you for joining me on Talkin' Music on KVNF. And we'll go out with a song from the Grammy Award-winning Dirt Farmer CD from LaVon Helm. With harmonies from Amy Helm, we're going to take a listen to Feeling Good.
Snake and pea, help me, brother, I wish you would. I feel so bad and I want to feel good. Feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world's been on feeling good. Cadillac and everything.